I'm always going to want to know more.
That's Claire Hagen, one of the researchers on the R51 Urban Renewal Project. That project was a process that displaced over 400 households and destroyed businesses, homes, and community spaces in the late 1960s.
The scale of it is truly shocking when you really, like, compare it to Linontown.
Linontown was a black neighborhood in Athens that was destroyed in the 1960s to make room for more student housing. This project spurned more public interest in other cases of urban renewal.
Athens Mayor Kelly Gertz agrees.
There's just a lot of public interest in particularly Linontown, because there have been some interview projects and some public advocacy around that. So in some ways, it's like these two lanes converged. You know, it also sort of coincided with sort of this great consciousness around sort of, racist historical strains in America.
With initial support from Gertz, Hagen pored over digitized records, sorting through them primarily by herself for the first year or so, before others around Athens would join her.
It was a lot for a while when it was just me, but I was, you know, thrilled to do it because it's such an interesting project.
One of the most notable challenges Hagen came across was just how limited the information was.
We don't know exactly what happened because, as I said before, these stories are being told from the perspective of the government actors that were, charged with having these interactions and enacting these policies and, you know, distributing documentation and, you know, recording all of this information. The information is inherently biased. It's just the way that it is. I wanted the census to not focus on the addresses per se, but the people who lived in those homes, and really do what I could to understand, quantify, and synthesize the effect that urban renewal, specifically R51, had on Athens at the individual level.
But so far, no resident has come forward.
But Gertz and Hagen still hope this is the first step towards accountability.
Certainly documentation is a necessary piece of truth-telling, but I think it's the truth-telling that's the more important piece. In part for acknowledgement's sake, and in part because that helps us have a guide today for, hey, how do we do things, particularly things done with your tax dollars, in a more humane and effective and supportive way.
Caroline Fagan, Grady News Source.